World Series is over. Are you ready?
What the hell's going on out here?
Are you ready?
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leather, you got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting Mays, Mays jumps on him, and Cepeda and Prager at it, and Cepeda gets in a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! 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 Ow!
Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports, Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready for a good time?
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline facilities in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, I am Johnny Taco. Soon to be joined by my all-stars, Dominic Cadwallader-Jimenez, and of course, Zach Attack Young. We're talking sports, comedy, and just about anything you want to for the next couple hours. Straight up, we have open phone lines coast to coast. You can join us if you want, if you dare, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can also tweet us to Twitter saying, yes, that's happening as well. And the address is at Taco Man Radio. So straight up, the NBA playoffs are off and running. Of course, LeBron James coming up short tonight. We'll talk about that, of course. Golden State going off to game number three tomorrow with Oklahoma City, of course. Steph Curry, 100%. Steph Curry's going to light him up just as he did in game two. Straight up, Oklahoma City's in a world of wonder as far as being in trouble is concerned in the NBA playoffs. So Steph Curry is pissed. And when Steph Curry's pissed, look out. The best player in all of basketball, maybe, as far as historically is concerned, maybe too. Maybe the greatest of all time. Who knows? Is he better than Jordan? Who knows? We'll talk about that tonight. NBA, NFL, combat sports, you name it. We're talking it. Combat sports, of course, the boxing and UFC, as well as Bellator going down tonight. Straight up, lots of stuff to talk about. This is Sports Overnight America coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on
on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Set, and they're off with 141st running of the Preakness Stakes. A nice break there for Nyquist. Awesome speed, and Uncle Lino to run with Nyquist early. So Nyquist has inside and outside company with the opening furlong. Down to the inside is Uncle Lino. Awesome speed on the outside is pressing front into the first turn run, followed by Lauben and Stradivari as they round that turn. And down to the inside we have Abiding Star. Exaggerator is now about 11 lengths from the duelers up ahead, and Fellowship follows that, and it's a big distance back to Cherry Wine, and Lonnie is last of them all. Got to be 25 lengths off a 22-1 opening quarter. Wicked pace indeed. And on the outside, Nyquist going to go on with it. Nyquist takes over from Uncle Lino by a half length. Nyquist now trying to edge away just a bit, but Uncle Lino, a determined foe, and is coming back for more. And Awesome Speed is racing third. Stradivari is fourth. Down to the inside, Exaggerator's on the prowl, and here comes Exaggerator now up the inside, just a length and a half or two off the lead, collected as an outside journey. They're followed by Laubat and Abiding Star and Fellowship. And next is Cherry Wine. Last still is Lonnie. 46 and 2.5 mile. 6-1, 11 4/5 of a second. 3 furlongs left to go. And Uncle Lino's grabbed that lead. Nyquist still battling on the outside. Oh, it's been a brutal battle. A quarter to go at Pimlico. Exaggerator switches to the outside and is coming after Nyquist, who turns for home with the lead, but Exaggerator sweeps up on the outside, and so Exaggerator looking to turn the tables on Nyquist, who's down to the rail in the final furlong of the Preakness. Stradivari's moved to the third. Nyquist laboring. There is Exaggerator, and Kent DeZormer with the 16th pull from Nyquist. Exaggerator in the Preakness turns the tables on Nyquist, who's trying to hang on to second, maybe Cherry Wine there.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Nyquist entered the race at 3-5 odds, man. So they paid 220 to show. Exaggerator closed at 5-2, and Stradivari finished at 8-1. An $80,000 bet came in at Stradivari, which switched the odds probably about an hour before race time. He went down to like 9-5 from like 7-1, and straight up he was back to 8-1, and that's what he finished at, 8-1. Straight up, the Belmont Stakes, of course, coming up in a couple of weeks. Of course, the Triple Crown, not going to happen this year, 2016. Not a day for the horse racing guys, no question about that. Now we bring in, from the city of Pomona, the city of Compton, the city of Los Angeles, the city of Beverly Hills. God knows where he's Skyping from as he's moving around in his car. He lives in his car. I'm talking about our co-host from the southern part of the state, Zach Attack Young. Zach, how's those bruises on your back, buddy?
It's not too bad. My uncle Donald Sterling says that he'll take me to the doctor, so we should be able to work that out.
Interesting. So you read the memo about the music in our co-host, right?
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Okay, roll it, Scott. Roll it, Scott. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Hillsborough, California. God knows what mansion he comes to us from tonight. We're talking about the great Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez. Dominic, was that introduction okay, sir?
That's all you got? Come on. I think next week we need a little more some more gusto.
Okay, how about Jackie Bradley? 26-game hitting streak. He's doing well. When we talk baseball, that's going to be what's happening. Talk about headlines. What's happening in the world of sports, Dominic? Straight up, you go to you first.
At least in terms of locally, you know, we'll get to baseball, basketball later, excuse me. But locally, a lot of Giants fans had their hearts broken. Tim Lincecum, after not pitching in MLB for almost a full year now, signed with the Anaheim Angels. And we'll get Zach's opinion on that and how if that'll be of any help whatsoever to the Angels or not.
He can't pitch anymore. He can't get that extra oomph on the ball. Listen, these skinny guys that throw their hearts out. I think Mark Fitterich was one of them, okay? The only guy I can think that really was able to do this was like Ron Guidry. Ron Guidry was able to last a long time. But, you know, when you're throwing flames all the time, things happen. That's what I think happened here. Zach, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you're onto something there, because, I mean, Lincecum definitely he was a lot more slight in frame than a lot of pitchers as you see in the MLB.
I mean, he was like almost like anorexic, but the bottom line was he won not one, I think, but two Cy Young awards, right, Cadwallader?
Yeah, back-to-back 2008, 2009, so he's got two Cy Youngs and three World Series titles.
And how many no-hitters?
Two, both against the San Diego Padres.
So, he's got an amazing legacy. I remember seeing him after the first World Series win, like the next day after they did the big parade here in San Francisco. He was at the Wheelworks getting tires on Franklin Street, and I thought they were making a big deal because I had a pit bull with me, and I had a pit bull running around while my tire was getting fixed, but it wasn't the pit bull everybody was jumping around about. It was Tim Lincecum. So now he's with the Angels. Zach, how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, the Angels need a lot of help. I think, you know, even in his current state, he's probably better than a lot of their current starting pitchers. So it's not too bad of a move by the Angels. We'll see how much he has left in the tank.
Dominic, Johnny Taco, the manager, says, the pitching coach says, we're going to turn Lincecum into a closer. We're going to have him pitch one inning. We're going to have him go out there and throw his all for one inning. Then I say to you, Dominic, he's also the same guy that can't get his act together at the beginning of games. In fact, it takes him a couple innings to get settled down. So where do we put him in the Angels' rotation, or do we?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The Giants were very interested in Lincecum, but they made it very clear that they only wanted him back as a reliever. And he wanted to start, and so he's going to start with the Angels. I read that they're going to expect to call him up around mid-June, let him get some time in the minors to, you know, get back into the swing of things, actually, because he's just been rehabbing. He hasn't even been pitching. So Lincecum is going to fit in that back end of the Angels rotation. Jared Weaver hasn't been the same. Garrett Richards may or may not need Tommy John at the top of the rotation, so there are a lot of question marks with the Angels. Lincecum's going to start, but, he's shown he can be a reliever. So though he got signed as a starter, it's entirely conceivable that if he struggles very badly, that the Angels might look to flip him into the bullpen.
Angels manager Mike Socia, of course, longtime L.A. catcher for the Dodgers. Tommy Lasorda's boy, no doubt about that. But he honored Vin Scully this week, for Vin Scully making his last trip to Anaheim for the Dodgers, not going on the road anymore until the final series of the season, of course, against the SF Giants. Now, he hasn't said whether he's just going to call the last game on October 2nd or whether he's going to call all three games, but he's been around for 67 years doing the same thing. You would think he got bored, but I saw him singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" a couple days ago. Zach, is he still the institution down there in L.A. that he seems to be around the country?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, he definitely is a big deal in L.A. You know, everybody's making a big deal out of it being his last year. And I think a lot of people would at least have him like in the top five for broadcasters in any sport. So I definitely think that it's a big deal for a lot of people that this is his last year.
Okay, Cadwallader, time to put you on the spot. Zach, just talk about some of the best broadcasters of all time, who he thought was the best broadcaster of all time. I think Howard Cosell was probably one of the best broadcasters as far as being able to put drama into sports. I think Kurt Gowdy was good. I think Joe Garagiola, who did baseball, was outstanding. The former wasn't a great of a baseball player, but he was a great announcer. You know about that. Kurt Gowdy as well. Tony Kubiak, I think, was a pretty good announcer as far as Kubiak was a pretty good getting confused with the guy from the Denver Broncos, but he was a pretty good announcer. I think that Lon Simmons and Russ Hodges for the SF Giants. But the guy that I thought was the best, and he's blowing my mind right now, I can't think of his name, but he died a few years ago. He was the voice of the Golden State Warriors and the Oakland Athletics, and it's just sticking me right now. Bill King, no doubt about it. Bill King, the godfather of godfathers. When I saw him at sporting events, he was like an institution. We wanted to all bow at his feet. Okay, top five broadcasters. Run them off for me, Dominic.
I think you pretty much named everybody that I would have included. You know, another name that I think you got to put in there in terms of being iconic is Al Michaels. And even maybe even John Madden, even though he was a little different in terms of what he brought to the table. Bob Costas has had some iconic calls, although he's not exactly a full-on game-by-game broadcaster. But I think you hit all the big ones, you know, Lon Simmons, Joe Garagiola, Joe Buck, the dad. He's also super iconic in terms of some of the biggest calls and names that are synonymous with sports, really. So I think among the 10 that you named, it'd be pretty hard to go wrong with picking 5 out of the 10.
Okay, Johnny Taco's a bit of a weirdo, folks, but he smells things. Of course, Al Michaels, Burt Sugar, and Marty Denken. Marty Denken is a California referee in the Hall of Fame. These three guys had the worst breath I've ever smelled in my entire life. Al Michaels, he was standing in front of me in New York City at the airport, and he was blowing at me, and I was, oh, my God, I can't wait till this conversation ends. So sorry about that, Al, but that's just the way it is. You think with making a few million bucks a year, you can clean up your teeth. But that's Al Michaels. He's the godfather. I shouldn't be messing with an icon like that, should I, Dominic?
No, you remember what happened last time.
I know. Last time I messed with Dominic. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. So Vince Scully's making his final run as we go. Of course, we're going to talk about some of the Super Bowl dates, 2019, 2020, 2021. Is the Super Bowl going to L.A. in 2020? And will they play in a brand new stadium or will they play in a remodeled Coliseum? That and more later tonight on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are honored to have as our co-host tonight, Dominic Cadwallader-Jimenez. Of course, Zach and Dak Young and Johnny Taco here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm sorry, I am not like you guys.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
It's another Al Davener.
David Blaine, you know that street magician? The guy that does the death-defying illusions? Well, guess what? He's a Puerto Rican. Do not let the name fool you. And do not be surprised either. Hell, Puerto Ricans have been making things disappear for years.
Congratulations, Señor Blaine. You're officially a dealer.
This is Sports Overnight America.
With Johnny Tuck.
He's the first one to give it to the people without providing Vaseline.
Checking out the hardwoods. Of course, the NBA playoffs off and running. In the meantime, the New York Knicks have signed a new coach. I'm talking about they're about to. We'll talk about Jeff Hornacek, formerly of the Phoenix Suns, and, of course, a couple other teams who went back and retired with the Suns. But he's been a coach for a couple of different teams, averaged 14.5 points per game over 14 seasons. He's a pretty good coach. They wanted him, Luke Walton, in New York City before Golden State lost him to L.A., of course, to the L.A. Lakers. And, of course, he'll take over the reins for the L.A. Lakers after the Warriors get done with their playoff run, of course, which is right now shifting off, I believe, to Oklahoma City. Now, speaking of playoffs, we go to our playoff king as far as the NBA is concerned, Mr. Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. Big D, take it away.
All right, Saturday night, the Cleveland Cavaliers dropped their first game, not just of this series. They dropped their first game of the playoffs. The Toronto Raptors ended the Cavaliers' 10-game winning streak with a 99-84 win. DeMar DeRozan dropped 32 points, and backup center Bismack Biyombo drops 26 rebounds with four blocks. He out-rebounded the entire Cleveland Cavaliers starting five by himself.
Wow. I mean, what more can you say about that? And, of course, speaking of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Mr. Man, the Superman, if I was talking about the guy that's quiet as hell a lot of times, although he got defeated by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar the other night. I'm talking about LeBron James. How'd LeBron do?
LeBron had 25, 8, and 5. You know, he went and did his thing. He did not get much help from his the rest of his big three. Kevin Love, 1 of 9. He scores 3 points. Kyrie Irving goes 3 for 19. But the Cavaliers were still in this game despite the huge rebounding differential, despite Kevin Love and Kyrie struggling. It was about an 8-point game with around 5 minutes left. So the fact that the Cavaliers were able to hang in and be as close, and be in single digits that late in the game with seemingly everything working against them, they were definitely not playing their best game. It does not bode well for Toronto. You might want to say, oh, the Raptors won by 15 after losing the first two games combined by 50 points. They got one more game at home. That's a momentum builder. But if the Cavaliers show up and play even, you know, 50% better than they did today on Saturday night, it's entirely possible that the Raptors don't win another game. It seems like the only thing that'll stop Cleveland in the East is Cleveland themselves.
Zach, when is LeBron James going to jump out with a 40-point game? When's he going to really jump out and say that I'm the baddest dude pound for pound on the planet and do one of his crazy things? Why has he not gone crazy and looked super yet this year?
Well, he hasn't really had to yet. I mean, I think, you know, he's had more of a team around him than he did last year. And I don't know. To me, I don't know if it's just me, but the Eastern Conference, even though their records are better this year, the Eastern Conference seems even weaker than it was last year somehow.
Okay, and let's shift gears. Let's talk about the Golden State Warriors, of course. Off and running, Steph Curry's going to play tomorrow, no doubt about that. Right, Dominic?
Yeah, Steph will be playing Sunday against the Thunder. You know, any concerns about his knee seemingly were alleviated in that last game, although he did take a pretty nasty spill and had a rather large tennis ball-sized welt on his elbow. But even that didn't seem to slow the guy down. He went on a 15-2 run against the Thunder by himself in the third quarter. Steph scored 15 straight points, and I believe Kevin Durant had a pull-up jumper as the only points that the Thunder could put up during that, you know, 3 or 4 minute stretch. So
I thought it was less than 3 or 4. I thought it was less than 3 or 4 minutes. It was like 180 seconds. I'm like, wow. I mean, it just went absolutely berserk there. I mean, you know, I saw guys like Chris Matthews on MSNBC, a political show, saying, "Did you see that Steph Curry? Oh my God, I've never seen a basketball player like that." Why is Steph Curry getting all this breakout attention now, Zach? I mean, there's been great basketball players before him, but you haven't had too many politicians, things like that, talking about on other type of news shows.
I think it's just the social media age, you know, and a politician knows if they say stuff like that, or, you know, these talking heads, they know if they say stuff like that, it's going to generate a lot of buzz on the internet, which wasn't really a thing, you know, back in like Michael Jordan's time. It wasn't as much of a thing as now, not even close. So, I mean, I think that plays a big role.
Dominic, both Steph Curry and his buddy, Andre Ward, the former world champion, 2004 Olympic gold medalist, they are really like, outside of the ring and outside off the courts, they're like saints because they live here locally, man. We never hear a peep about these guys. Nothing. They've been here a long time.
Yeah, the only thing you hear about them is, you know, oh, Steph Curry's got new shoes. Oh, Steph Curry moved into a nice family home. Oh, Steph Curry's got a new series of commercials with his wife, Aisha, for Kaiser. Everything is positive. And, you know, a huge thing of discussion that I saw this week was Steph Curry, during that run, he shoots a three-pointer. And almost as soon as he releases it, turns around and he stares down Thunder forward Serge Ibaka. And a huge discussion became Steph Curry is one of the most cocky players on the court. And they started comparing him with Cam Newton, who they're both buddies. They're from Carolina.
Dominic, can you hold on 1 second? Cam Newton's here. Go ahead. Can you continue? Cam just wanted to get his 2 cents in there.
Okay, yeah. No, and they were like, okay, you know, Steph celebrates probably even more than Cam does when he's on the field. Why do people dog Cam Newton, and why do they praise Steph Curry? And I think that led to a pretty interesting discussion in terms of the way that guys are portrayed and the way that they're seen by, you know, the sporting world, where Cam Newton's kind of seen as a – you know, he was the number one overall pick. He's got the size and athleticism of the traditional quarterback. You know, he's arrogant. And Steph, who's doing almost the same things in his sport, is completely the opposite. Oh, he's the plucky underdog. He's the guy that had to work for everything. He just loves the game. I think it's an interesting dichotomy kind of thing there, between a juxtaposition of the two guys.
Zach, I think you can enter the race card here, because, you know, when I look at the Cubans, the white Cubans, when the Cuban athletes are like Cuban politicians like Ted Cruz, when they look that kind of Cuban, they get over well. When they look the Guillermo Rigano type of Cuban, the dark-skinned Cuban, I've seen it in Miami, man. Those guys can't get arrested. No, they can get arrested, but they can't get a job. What I'm trying to say is a white Cuban gets over on a black Cuban when it comes to getting over at opportunities. I think the same thing could be here as Curry and the quarterback's concerned. What do you think about that?
No, I think you raise an interesting question. I mean, I definitely do think that plays a role. You see that throughout the world.
Curry's one of those accepted brothers. You understand? He's accepted by the white man.
Yeah, I mean, he has the green eyes and the really light skin under certain lighting. You know, certain people might not know if he's black or not, you know. So I think that does play a role in people's minds, as it is to say.
Okay, we'll talk a little more NBA in hour number two. But where are we going in these playoffs here, Dominic, tomorrow, as far as the Warriors are concerned? Steph Curry is going to be healthy enough to play. What's going to happen?
I think the Golden State Warriors win game three. Russell Westbrook has struggled against the Warriors almost all season. He had a really nice game one. Wasn't very effective. He had, you know, a double-double, 16 points. So he's not making his impact shown on the scoring part of his game. And with the Warriors, they can give Westbrook and Durant so many different looks. In a sequence of possessions. One time, Iguodala might be on Durant. Harrison Barnes might be on Durant. Draymond Green might be on him. And then they're switching guys, doubling guys. The Warriors' defense is just so good. They cause all kinds of problems. I expect a big win for the Warriors on Sunday.
Dominic Cadwallader, Jimenez, Zach Attack Young. My name is Johnny Talk. I want to mention two horses did die today at Pimlico Racetrack. Of course, in undercard races as far as the Preakness was concerned. Two horses, I think a horse died in the opening race. Another horse died later on. But the bottom line is horse racing, dangerous both for the participants. We'll talk about the horse and the rider. One of the riders got a broken shoulder. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America, live from the West Coast. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to my grill. We're going to grill a couple of people, have some fun, a little comedy. A little sports talk, of course, in the next hour and a half. We'll talk combat sports, NFL, all kinds of stuff. You want to join us, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. This is Sports Over in America on Sports Byline. In the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, I'll tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape, you know? Now, last week I told my wife, you need a home improvement loan. She gave me $1,000 to move out. Now, I'll tell you, my wife, there's always something, you know? Well, the other day I called her up. I said to her, honey, I've been thinking about the last time we had sex. I'm getting excited. She said, who is this? I tell you, my wife, she never went for me. Well, the first time I called her up, she told me, come on over, there's nobody home. I went over, there was nobody home. And I tell you, my wife, she can't cook either. My house, she pray after we eat. Well, I bought a pressure cooker, now I eat off the ceiling. What a lousy cook. I don't think meatloaf should glow in the dark. I mean, she can't cook at all. She made chocolate mousse and antler got stuck in my throat. I'll tell you my trouble. I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombas. You know my doctor? And I saw him last week. I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up. What's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect. Are you kidding? I know I'm ugly. I asked a bartender to make me a zombie. Told me God beat him to it. Well, I'll tell you, you know when you're ugly, all right? Well, Halloween, my wife sends the kids out dressed like me. I mean, I'll tell you. I'll tell you the whole story, all right? The whole story, okay? All right. I mean, you know when you're ugly. Well, last Halloween, a kid tried to pull my face off. And my kid, they flip a coin to see who has to kiss me goodnight. Now, I don't get no respect from anyone. Well, I called up suicide prevention. They try to talk me into it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
On this day in 1994, the Cincinnati Reds batted out of order against the L.A. Dodgers in Los Angeles. And before you think that the manager was Pete Rose and he was on the phone making a bet, it was manager Davey Johnson. I'm sorry, Pete Rose. And speaking of Jackie Bradley Jr., of course, successful in now 26 straight games as far as hitting is concerned. That only makes him 30 games shy of the great Joe DiMaggio. But then again, Joe DiMaggio never played against a black pitcher. He never had to get hit against Satchel Paige. And when Satchel Paige used to pitch against Joe DiMaggio in these, like, off-season games, he owned DiMaggio. Straight up, DiMaggio said that Satchel Paige was the greatest pitcher of all time. Speaking of baseball, let's turn to the great Dominic Jimenez. Dominic, bring us up to date on the world of baseball, and then me and Zach will weigh in on that.
All right, yeah, so, you know, your favorite turd, Alex Rodriguez, it's not just him that isn't doing a whole lot. I remember at the beginning of the year we were talking about what he is going to be capable of doing and what are the Yankees going to be able to do. Well, the Yankees are almost in last place in the American League East. And, you know, a lot of teams that were surprising last season have really fallen behind in the American League. Astros last place, Twins last place, they're 11-31. And the Yankees and the Blue Jays are the two bottom teams in the AL East. So far through about, you know, a quarter of the season, a lot of the playoff teams from last year's American League playoffs are not even struggling. They're at the bottom of their respective division.
Interesting. I remember Paco Valcarcel saying that he was picking Houston, the Mets, and the Giants. And, of course, the Mets aren't doing too well, are they?
The Mets are doing fine. They're 24-18, a game and a half out of first of the Nationals. And the Giants, they have a 3.5 game lead over the Rockies. They're in first place in their division right now.
The Giants are making noise as far as the All-Star breaks coming up. Who are going to be the Giants going to be in the All-Star game this year?
It's entirely conceivable to see Madison Bumgarner, Johnny Cueto's pitching extremely well. Jeff Samardzija might even sneak in there as a third starter for them. Buster Posey's probably going to win the fan vote and be the starting catcher. I don't think any other guys really has too much of a shot at making the All-Star game. Joe Panik might, just because of the lack of second base options in the National League, but I think for sure they get three, maybe four, and maybe we can push it to five, but they'll be well represented.
You know, when you look at this hitting streak of the young Bradley, 26 games, an infield hit today, of course, 30 games shy of Joe DiMaggio. But back to what I said, think about that, Dominic. You're a baseball historian of sorts. He never batted against a black pitcher in the major leagues. Don't you think that was a little bit of sort of take a little bit of the shine off that DiMaggio's 56-game streak? Maybe it takes a little bit of a shine off of the fact that Babe Ruth hit 714 home runs.
No, I don't think it takes the shine off of it at all. If you really think about it, Jackie Bradley Jr. right now, he doesn't have to face guys like Jake Arrieta, Clayton Kershaw, Max Scherzer, he's struggling, but he's not having to play these National League guys very much. So it goes both ways. The league's a lot bigger now, but there's also, you know, guys are throwing harder. Guys are having bigger – guys have bigger curveballs, stuff like that. We have specialists out of the bullpen now, which is something that definitely didn't exist when DiMaggio was doing his hitting streak. So I think there – you definitely have a valid point with DiMaggio never having to have faced a guy like Satchel Paige. But on the flip side, you know, Jackie Bradley Jr. is having to deal with some things right now that DiMaggio – that did, just didn't exist in the game back then.
Interesting. How's my buddy? How's my favorite guy from LA, Clayton Kershaw, doing, Zach? Bring us up today on the Dodgers.
Well, Clayton Kershaw is doing well. The Dodgers themselves, not so much. They're currently in third place in
Zach, let me rub this in your mug a little bit. Dominic, you can help me here. Haven't you been bragging and boasting about those Dodgers, how they kicked the snot out of the Giants a few weeks ago and things like that? Haven't you been really rubbing it in week in and week out?
Well, yeah, but
you know, yeah, but news. Yeah, but now, it doesn't taste too good. Take it away, Zach. Go on.
Well, the good news for the Dodgers is the last few years they've had a tendency to peak early, and they're not doing that this year. So maybe the peak will come later on.
Okay, what about the LA Angels?
The LA Angels, they're in last place in their division, but they did beat the Dodgers, so they beat them 3 games out of 4, so I guess you got to give them a little bit of credit for that.
What's the big surprise thus far in the baseball season, Dominic?
I'll give you two.
I'm not talking about the failures. Well, I mean the pluses.
Yeah, I'll give you two. The Cubs are 29-12. Granted, everybody thought the Cubs were going to be good. I don't think anybody thought they were going to be this good. Their run differential right now is 111. So in 41 games, they've outscored their opponents by 111. That includes a loss today, Saturday afternoon against the Giants. I think the other surprise has to be the Philadelphia Phillies. They're 24-19. They're only 2 games out of first place in the National League East. I doubt they make the playoffs. I doubt that they win the division. But the fact that we're here late May and the Philadelphia Phillies are 5 games over .500 – is absolutely astonishing. This is a team that everybody was looking, okay, how high of a draft pick are they going to get? How long is this rebuilding going to take? And all these young guys that they're throwing out there are performing so far. They got a -36 run differential, so I don't think this is going to hold up for much of the season. But the fact that they're off to a nice start is giving Philly fans something to cheer about, because the Sixers in basketball have not been pretty. The Eagles haven't been good lately, so the city of brotherly love's got something to cheer for heading into the summer.
The Orioles are atop the AL East, of course, with a 26-15 record. Boston coming in second, 26-17. How's big fat guy Pablo doing there, Dominic? Is he playing? Is he even in the ballpark anymore? Is he eating at home?
No, Pablo's he's out for the year, most likely. He had to have shoulder surgery. I don't know the specifics of the actual injury, if it was a rotator cuff. Or
how can you pull your rotator cuff whacking it? How do you do that?
Oh, I mean, he could have injured the rotator cuff throwing the ball, too.
Zach, you caught that, right? Possible.
Yeah, I caught it.
Okay, just to make sure we're on the same page here. Tampa Bay is 20-20 in the AL East. American League Central, Chicago White Sox on top with a 25-18 record. Cleveland's coming in second, 22-18. AL West, of course, man, the A's are nowhere near the top. They're at the bottom, 19-25. Take it back. Houston's at the bottom, 17-27. Seattle's on top, 25-17. Texas, number 2, 24-19. The National League East, the Washington Nationals, maybe the best team in baseball, 26-17. New York Mets, 24-18. Are they the best team in baseball, Dominic?
Nope, the Cubs.
Cubs?
Yeah, they're definitely the Cubs right now.
Okay, Chicago Cubs. Speaking of the Cubs, they lead the NL Central, of course, with a 29-12 record, as Dominic alluded to earlier. Pittsburgh second with 23-19. National League West, the Giants. Giants on top, 26-19. Colorado 21-21. The Giants, you know, this every other year thing, they win the World Series. I got to say this, Dominic. This seems like the Giants, I mean, I didn't think they were going to do too well at the start, but now it seems like they're getting their gel going. And once Bumgarner gets on that role that I think he's going to get on, where he goes on and dominates like for people for 10 or 15 games straight, we're going to be on a hell of a roll here. I think we got a chance to go again to the World Series.
It's definitely entirely possible. The thing that is most concerning right now, though, is Jake Peavy. As their fourth starter, he's got an ERA at 7.5. If he's not the worst pitcher in all of baseball, he's got to be ranking in the bottom five.
Wait. Hold on, Dominic. Isn't this the guy that all three of us railed for to get for them to get rid of last year? We didn't want to have this guy around. Isn't the same guy?
I don't think we were railing to get rid of him, but he definitely.
We didn't want to spend. I think the term was that we all came to the same consensus. We didn't want to spend big bucks to have him.
Yeah, and you know they're not. I think he's on a 1-year deal. They're not spending a ton of money on him, especially compared to the top three guys that they're paying. I mean, actually, even Matt Cain's getting a lot of money. They're not paying him a lot, but you'd still like a better return on your investment there.
Interesting. We are Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Of course, we are live from the West Coast each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. Right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going, but the bottom line is we're all over the world, live in 177 countries on the fabulous internet. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, and his all-stars. Straight up, we've got some combat sports still to talk about. We got the NFL. Yeah, the NFL, of course, I said the Super Bowl in 2020 in L.A. Would it be in L.A. at the Coliseum, or would there be a new stadium built by then? Zach, what's the story in that? You're the L.A. guy. Of course, you're in your car a lot. Talk to me about it.
Well, they're working on the stadium. For right now, they're going to be playing at the Coliseum for this year.
Okay, but definitely... could they have a stadium built by 2020?
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be built by 2018. That's the date that they're throwing around.
I guess they're going to push those guys like they did the guys building the World Cup Center over there in Qatar, huh, Dominic? Remember they had those guys working out there in the sun, like 10 or 15 guys were dying a week?
They still are.
Some World Cup soccer to talk about. Jordan Spieth, of course, doing his thing as well in the world of golf. Lots of things to talk about. This is Sports Over in America, the weekend edition. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. Join me and my all-stars. Johnny Taco and his all-stars live here in the city by the bay. West Coast, the only show live in the entire country. Right now on network radio. Johnny Taco and his all-stars live in San Francisco, the West Coast, San Francisco, California, U.S. This is Sports Over in America from Sports Live.
What about Don Sutton?
Oh, I wore his ass out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I wore Don Sutton. Two guys on the Dodgers I wore out. Don Sutton and Bob Welsh. Oh, I could have went up blindfolded and got hits off those guys. I mean, really. I mean, Ray Charles could hit Don Sutton. What? And Ray had a hard time seeing the ball, man.
Yeah, he did. There's no question. We all know that.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tuck.
I don't know anything about it. You're telling me about it for the first time, and it doesn't sound like my voice at all.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Zach Attack, there were three fights on Showtime tonight. They were all for a 154-pound belt. What happened?
Well, in the main event, Arislandi Lara, He got his revenge. The first fight with Vanis Matarosyan was a draw, but this time he was the victor by unanimous decision. The scores were 115-112 and 116-112 twice. Vanis was deducted a point for a low blow in the 11th. I mean, he got his revenge. I don't think it was really a necessary fight. I guess he wanted to get that blemish off of his record, but he keeps talking about going up to fight Golovkin, and this doesn't seem like the most effective way to do that.
Okay, we're running up on a hard break, Zach. Let's talk about the other two fights real quick.
Okay, Jermall Charlo, one of the brothers,
fighting
he
twins.
Beat Austin Trout 115-113, 116-112 twice, and he retained his IBF title.
Well, you know, I guess Austin Trout's a bit done now. I mean, Austin Trout at one time the WBA champion, lost to Lara, lost to... I think did he lose to Canelo as well?
Yeah, he lost to Canelo. I thought that fight was really close, but he did officially lose to Canelo.
Okay, we'll talk combat sports as far as an hour number two real shortly. As far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned, Tyson Fury will join us in hour number two as well. Of course, the current world heavyweight champion. This is the Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez off getting a massage. Get this, folks, it's his birthday. Yeah, his mother told me it's his birthday, and I think she bought him a new present. So we're going to ask him what his present was. His mother said he was going to get this big present, this big surprise this morning. You would think that he'd be dying to tell us, but he hasn't said a word yet. So I wonder what's going on with that. Maybe she disappointed him. Maybe she gave him like a hamster or something, like a pet pony or something. Like, who knows? But she's got all kinds of money. That's why Dominic is as rich as he is, because of his mama. Straight up, I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco is All-Stars the next hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live from the West Coast, San Francisco, California. The NFL, lots of stuff in the NFL to talk about. Charles J. will be here to talk to the numbers as far as the NBA playoffs are concerned. We'll talk about a little bit more about baseball, a little more about the world of mixed martial arts. Bellator mixed martial arts, doing this thing on Spike TV Friday night. Scott Coker will be my guest on Ring Talk Live Worldwide beginning at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on Sunday. Stay tuned for hour number two on Sports Byline.